Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Have you been down to King Street between Spadina and University lately? If not, get down there now! Because for this weekend only, once a year, has been transformed into Festival Street. The festival, of course, is the Toronto International Film Festival, or TIFF, showing world premieres and some of the best movies out there. But at this Festival Street, there are also free screens showing great classics like Farewell, My Concubine, by Chun Kai-gu, who I actually interviewed on this show a while back. Free outdoor concerts, including Nickelback, the band everyone loves to hate, and loads of celebrities and their fans scrambling to see them up close and personal. There are also delicious food and drink samples for free, various red carpets, and lots of booths and games and things to see and places to pose with sponsors, including the countries of Spain and Korea, promoting their respective burgeoning film industries. Everything is taking place around King Street West between Spadina and University and in the nearby David Pico Square. So right now, you should go check it out. But this week, I'm going to talk about movies that are actually playing in competition at TIFF. Movies that I haven't seen yet, but really want to see. And some movies that I did see and know more about, but have had to promise to keep my capsule reviews short and sweet. TIFF movies I am looking forward to. Okay, so here are a few movies which I haven't seen yet, but am very much looking forward to seeing at TIFF. Aggro Drift is a movie I know very, very little about, except that it was entirely filmed using infrared light, something I've never seen before. Harmony Korine is the writer and director, and he's one of the most brilliant experimental filmmakers out there. I'll watch anything he does. I'm especially pleased to hear about massive walkouts of screenings of this movie at the Venice Film Festival, which is all the more reason to watch it in Toronto. Another one which I can't wait to see and which probably won't ever make it to commercial theaters anytime soon is Do Not Expect Too Much of the End of the World by Romanian director Radu Jude. This movie is as absurd and outrageous and surprising as his last one, which was called Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn. I'm hoping to be just as confused, shocked, and surprised by this one. I'm also looking forward to The New Boy, about an indigenous kid in Australia who walks into a remote monastery to perform miracles. The director, Warwick Thornton, brought us the great Sweet Country in 2017, also with an indigenous theme. So I'm really eager to see what he's come up with this time. There are other categories too. Don't miss out on some of the excellent documentaries at TIFF. There's Silver Dollar Road, about a black family in North Carolina fighting a land developer. This was made by French director Raoul Peck. The Pigeon Tunnel by Errol Morris, another great documentary filmmaker, looks really good. It's about the spy writer John Le Carré. That's called The Pigeon Tunnel. And on the lighter side, there's a documentary about a camp for trans and non-binary kids in Alberta. It's called Summer Camp. That's camp with a Q. And it's directed by Jen Markowitz. Finally, although I never review short films, there's never enough space, there are some fantastic programs set up again at the festival this year. I've only seen one single short film so far. That's Casey Lum's Bloom, about one woman's strange relationship with a potted plant. But I'm sure, in fact, I know there are lots more fascinating films where that one came from. Oh, and one more, finally, I can't resist. I have to mention, I have to see A Boy and His Heron. Hayao Miyazaki's latest and possibly last animated film. He did Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, and so many others. I'm sure this one will live up to Ghibli Studios' very high standard. It's called A Boy and His Heron. Now, here are some capsule reviews of movies opening at TIFF. The Nature of Love, or Simple Comme Sylvain, is Montreal's Monia Chokri's latest about Sophia, a happily married university professor played by Magali Lépine-Blondeau, whose life changes when she meets Sylvain, played by Pierre-Yves Cardinal, a small-town contractor that she and her husband had hired to repair their cottage. She falls for him at first glance, hook, line, and sinker, and he seems to feel the same way about her. Can this be love, or is the life of a sophisticated Montrealer just too different from a skidoo riding handyman from a small town? The Nature of Love is a wonderfully campy and touching sex comedy from Chokri. Anatomy of a Fall, directed by Justine Triet. Sandra, played by Sandra Hüller, is a renowned German novelist who lives with her husband in the French Alps. But when their blind son finds his dad lying dead in the snow just outside of their chalet, no one knows whether he fell, jumped out a window, or was pushed. The Anatomy of a Fall is a gripping courtroom drama about Sandra's trial for a murder that might not have ever actually happened. This won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, and I can see why. Dumb Money, directed by Craig Gillespie. Keith Gill, also known as Roaring Bunny, played by Paul Dano, is a small-town dad who talks about and posts his stock market selections each night online to an ever-increasing audience. But things really take off when he tries to stop the short selling on Wall Street of from driving a shopping mall chain called GameStop out of business. You might have heard of this. And when tens of thousands of regular people join up with him to drive up its undervalued stock, Wall Street trembles and then fights back. But can ordinary folk ever beat the bigwigs? Dead Money is a very enjoyable comedy based on events that happened just a couple years ago. The Nature of Love, Anatomy of a Fall, and Dumb Money, and many, many others are playing at TIFF this week and open theatrically later this year. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.